six units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 1.07 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Polly Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 386, approximately 0.5 miles southeast of the intersection of Roxana Road, which is Route 17. And the 911 address is 31459 Polly Branch Road, Selbyville. And the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 93.03. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have the of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a property deed, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Hello, sir.
Hello. Good evening. This is my first time, so I'm going to kind of muffle through it. Great education today. I am in.
Can you give us your name first?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Sean Vermillion. I'm the owner of the property. I had no idea what you guys go through here, so what an education. I'm glad I was towards the end. I'm asking to, I have a storage building on my property already, and I've had quite a few people ask if they could pay to store their boats in the building. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make sure if I did it, we did it the right way. And that was to come in here and ask if we could get the conditional use. I can build the building by right. There's no setback issues or anything like that. I need a conditional use to be able to lease it out, to have other people come in. So we're proposing to build a 100 by 3,200 square foot building and divide it into six different units and lease them out to the public. We are not gonna have any water or sewage or any of that in the building. We would probably put electricity in it and that would be it.
All right.
And that's about all I have.
All right. Well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr.
M. What is it going to be used for? What kind of storage?
I'm anticipating mostly boat storage. We're building them big, 30 feet deep so that, you know, boats could fit in it and stuff like that. I mean, that's kind of my target. If somebody was moving and they wanted to use it for a few months to put the furniture and stuff in, that'd be okay too. They're much bigger units than like a self-storage unit, so.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I have any questions.
Okay, Mr. Passwood?
No, I don't have any.
I have just a couple. So I think your application states for indoor and outdoor storage. What would be stored outdoors? Maybe I read that wrong.
We would not be leasing space for outdoor storage at all. We would not allow anybody to store outside. I own the property next to it too, and I have tenants. I don't want them to have to look at that. So I'm not really sure why I put outdoor on there. I might have my own trailer there right now. I think I have a trailer there, which is next to the existing building, but that's just my personal trailer that's there. So I don't know that we need outdoor storage.
Okay. All right, thank you for the clarification. Maybe I read it wrong. I thought I read it somewhere in the...
It might have been in there. I like I said, my first time going through the process. So. Okay.
All right, so it would be for indoor storage only in the buildings that you're...
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions?
Just talk about a little bit what the neighborhood's like, what that area of the road is, or, you know, whether this would have any impact on neighboring properties or roadways.
Well, it's actually 2 years ago... It was all woods across the street from me. It's brand new development now, new home development that's been built there. It's behind me is woods as well, but behind that is another new development. It's like they're building everywhere around us. So,
and you have storage along Route 17.
There is storage on 54. There's a big storage unit on 54. They're building storage units everywhere too. On 20, they're building a big one too, or they're just finished. But there's not a lot of traffic on Polly Branch. In general, there's just not a lot of traffic there, so.
Thank you, that's all I had.
Okay, do we need to ask him, would you want a sign, if this gets approved, would you want a sign?
I probably would put a small sign up just to advertise, phone number for contact information.
Okay.
But nothing, not like business signs or anything like that.
Okay,
right. And Madam Chair, if I may. Just a follow-up question, just from an implementation. Storage only or repair of the boats?
I would rent it for storage only, But you know how that goes. I can't necessarily, if you're not there, that doesn't stop somebody from working on his boat for a little bit. You know, I mean, it's a big enough unit that they could do that. When, you know, I mean, my lease that I would have would be storage only. But, I mean, and honestly, I mean, I can't control that portion of it, you know.
We could. That's
absolutely.
we would be the owner that would be responsible.
Well, that would be my lease, is we're not allowed to fix it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar. I live in Northern Virginia, so I'm very familiar with there and a property where if I have anybody working on a car that we lease out, it's they shut us down right away. So,
and that's what would happen here if it's
okay.
Not approved.
So this is going to be, is it going to be gated with locked or what?
It's not going to be gated. No, we're going to leave it open. It's a common entryway, and then I have my building there. So it's storage only, and then. That this would be in between the existing building and the house that's over here on the next parcel.
Okay.
Okay, anybody have else?
I'm just curious, does gated help, or is that something that?
I'm just saying that for security, so I didn't know if you're renting it out. So
okay. I've had the storage building, I had my building for a couple of years, and we've had no problems there. And my tenants that live in that house watch over it all. So if there's anything going on, they call right away.
Okay.
Okay. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone
okay,
here
thank
has
you.
Any interest in your application. So anyone here would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2500, Sean Vermillion? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2500, Sean Vermillion. You're welcome to stay with us.